Chapter 11.
The Coven and I walked for hours as we followed the compass through the snow-sanded desert, and then we made our way into the periphery of vast woodlands with long, winding rivers. We made camp for the night beneath the trees before I treated Circe, Marina, Nyx, and Vesta to the same treatment the other witches had received in the Palace of Goria. I wrung several orgasms out of each of the women and sprayed my seed deep inside each of them before we all collapsed in a pile of tired, sweaty limbs. And the next night, I changed up the roster again and fucked Vanessa on all fours while she screamed my name, made Penelope ride me until her legs cramped while I ate out Revna, and then picked up Morgana and fucked her in midair until I could no longer stand anymore. Every night, I fell asleep in a tangle of beautiful witches, and every morning I woke up one step closer to achieving my destiny. It took us a couple of days to wander through different territories, but so far we hadn't come across any foes or tricks, which would have made anyone else pleased, but it was only starting to make my hair stand on end. I'd learned from the past that if something seemed too good to be true, there was probably a reason for it.
How much longer do you think it will be until we reach the gates of the Holy Assembly, Master?
Vesta asked in a gentle voice. Her snake familiar was wrapped around her neck, and its snout poked out of the green hair below Vesta's left pointed ear. I can't say for certain, but I hope it's soon. My feet are beginning to ache.
So are my wings,
Alexander muttered bitterly from where he flew above me.
And I'm starving. I hope we reach the Holy Assembly soon. I want to kill something.
Me too. Soon enough. The journey was arduous, but my coven didn't complain, even though I knew they were exhausted and probably hungry as hell. I was about to suggest we stop for a break, but then we came upon a tall hill, and something in the back of my mind told me we needed to cross over it.
What is it, Master?
Akira asked when I stopped in front of the hill and narrowed my eyes.
Is there a problem?
No. In fact, I think we've arrived. The others didn't question anything as they followed me over the green hill, and by the time we reached the top of the peak, we stood there for a long moment as we took in the towering gates and sturdy stone walls of the Holy Assembly. Everything was a canvas of white marble hues with gold embellishments marked along the cracks of the gate's barrier. The sky was a heavenly wash of deep reds, burning pinks, and golden yellows, and it contrasted sharply against the ivory palace. Birds chirped in harmony as they swooped up and down in graceful circles and chirped like it was the birth of spring. The air was warm, the breeze gentle with a hint of wild flowers, and even if the sun was setting, I could feel its rays casting a pleasant warmth on my skin.
This place is lovelier beyond words.
Vesta purred like a sleepy cat.
I've never felt such a calming peace before. That's because this is one of the holiest realms to exist in the world.
Vanessa hissed with a dark gleam burning in her bright blue eyes.
But just because it's a beautiful sight doesn't mean there aren't deadly heathens lurking inside. Now, before we enter, be cautious of snakes and curse pouches. They are often used to ward off unholy enemies. What's a curse pouch?
Revna asked with a slight frown.
It's a small bag filled with deadly herbs and sleeping powder.
Nyx responded, and I could have sworn I saw her horns tremble with seething rage.
Only a holy fucker would use such a rare herb and turn it into something vile and deadly. That shit can make a pleasant evening if brewed the right way, you know. Anyway, the point is we need to keep our guard up. Isabel, do you think you can discreetly scope out the gates around the palace? Be sure you aren't seen, and then check out the woodland to make sure no spies can watch as we sneak inside.
Her wolf nodded in agreement and slowly began to trot off. Alex, go with her, I said before I glanced at the professor. The two of them together would be better than one.
Very well.
Vanessa agreed with a small and grateful smile. She then turned to her wolf, looked her in the eyes, and stroked her fur.
Be careful, my love. May the darkness guide and protect you.
I'll keep her safe, Cole. You can count on me.
Thanks, man. I smiled. Now go, and come back as quickly as possible. The two familiars nodded in my direction before they took off and left the rest of us on the outskirts of the holy fucking assembly. A deep shiver ran through my bones as I stared at the perfectly white walls, and I hoped I'd be powerful enough to take on whoever or whatever was inside. By destroying the holy assembly, we'd cripple the Elder Lord's forces and show him we were not one to be fucked with. Such a task was impossible for most Wiccans to accomplish, for if it was feasible, it would have been done ages ago. So, when I destroyed the Holy Assembly and all its members, my victory would only cement my authority as the Dark Lord Satan reborn.
While we wait for those two?
Penelope chuckled with wide, nervous eyes.
Does anyone have any ideas for a plan? Well, we can't just walk right in. The wall is sacred, the gates are holy, and everything in this fucking realm is blessed to the touch. One scrape against a stone, and it could make us combust into 100 burning bits of flesh and bone. Believe me, I've heard terrible tales. Maybe we can try and find a way to morph our skin? Or we could cast a protective shield over our bodies.
I could try and fly inside. I murmured, mostly to myself. But the others whipped around to look at me with curious expressions.
Master, do you mean we should sprout wings?
Perhaps. Maybe we could use that spell we learned in class. You know, the one that can turn us into elders, or at least mimic the characteristics.
But it has a time limit on it, doesn't it?
Penelope pointed out as she chewed on her bottom lip.
Does anyone know any other incantation we can use? Well, I did read about a spell of protection far more ancient and powerful than any we've previously used, and I think I can do it.
Morgana said with a confident smile.
It will keep us safe in case we accidentally brush up against something holy. I gotta say, your bookworm tendencies have truly saved our asses more than once. Way to go, nerd.
Great. And you, Beatrix? I asked as I turned to look at the shy witch. Do you think you can cast a disguising charm on us? One that can last as long as need be? Beatrix chewed on her lip for a long moment as she thought.
Actually, I think I can tweak the Elder Disguise spell to last as long as we need. It won't be easy, though, and I'll need a speck of blood from everyone.
Not a problem. I grinned before I pulled out my dagger. We'll perform both rituals before we fly in there, somehow. The women nodded in agreement. And after I cut deep into my palm, I passed the dagger to Penelope, who was on my right. And once everyone in our circle had cut into their skin, the light-haired brunette closed her eyes and grabbed my hand.
Everyone, join hands. Don't open your eyes until I tell you to.
We held hands, closed our eyes, and waited for Beatrix to begin. Then she cleared her throat and quietly started to recite a dark and ancient spell, and as the words left her lips, a cold wind swept across our circle.
Per lingua mea nam virtus peto mutare noster inimicum nostrum incute. Huc spectant sicut ale.
Suddenly, a stinging sensation overcame my entire body and made my head spin in long loops. It was an odd feeling, like having my senses sent into total overdrive as Beatrix prayed for my power to aid her and cast the spell. But it was also tantalizing. I smiled to myself as my abilities washed over our bodies and made our skin shift and change into something, or rather someone, else. When the air settled, everyone's grips loosened, and Beatrix breathed in long and steady breaths.
Everyone can open their eyes.
I pried my lids open, and my jaw nearly dropped to my feet. All the women had pearly, glowing white skin, and their eyes were brilliant shades of blue, green, or violet. They were wearing long white gowns that were almost sheer, and gold thread trimmed the hems. Unholy hell, I whispered as I lifted my own hands to inspect them. They looked paler, but there was also a glowing sheen around them. What a change.
But we still need to cast a protective spell over us. Morgana, would you do the honors? Of course.
The brunette nodded.
Now everyone close your eyes and repeat the spell after me. Munire regnum intrere liciat cutem terra sancta caeli et lapidios ut qui sancte defendent nos sanguinem.
My body convulsed and my head throbbed again, but I could feel my power washing over myself and the other women like a light film of smoke. My supremacy flowed through my veins, and the ground shook like a small earthquake. But when everything became steady, we opened our eyes and breathed in.
Did it work?
Beatrix asked with wide brown eyes.
I don't feel any different.
Well, there's only one way to find out, I said, and when I looked at the familiars, as well as Alex and Isabel, who had quietly returned, I thought of a plan. Let's do what you did last time, Faye. Change the animals. But this time, let's turn them into large serpents.
Brilliant idea, Master.
Circe said with a bright smile.
It is.
Faye nodded slowly as she bit down on her lip.
I'm just not sure if I can do it.
I'll help you, I said, before the women could offer any suggestions. I'm sure with our combined power, we can do whatever we desire.
All right, Master.
Faye smiled before she offered me her hand.
Let's do this.
I offered to look around, not to be experimented on.
Don't complain. I chuckled before I offered the determined redhead a small smile and took her hand. I cleared my throat and remembered the incantation Faye used before we entered the Holy Kingdom of Goria, and together we recited the ancient spell.
Donec aliter transform Iubes,
we uttered at the same time. In my head, I pictured the familiars shifting into large, scale-covered serpents with bright, snake-like eyes, long tails, and giant wings. Then I thought of their massive insides, including a heart as large as a house and a stomach as massive as the Scholomance dungeons. When I opened my eyes, the familiars were covered entirely in a thick cloud of blue smoke. Alex groaned in my head, and we took several steps back as they grew 10 times their size.
Amazing!
Faye giggled as the mist cleared, and now we were looking at a herd of white serpents. Now that we're protected and have a way inside, we need a solid story as to why we're visiting the Holy Assembly.
We can pretend to be scouts. We can act like we're a group sent by the Elder Lord, and we're there on behalf of the Kingdom of Goria. I think that would work.
Samara said before she glanced at me.
What do you think, Master?
I think it's a perfect idea, as long as we remain in character. How long will we have until the spell wears off?
The protective shield should last for as long as we need it to.
I looked up at the sky, and it was a deep wash of magenta, purple, gold, and tangerine orange. The sun was setting, and the air was growing cooler, which meant we only had a few hours left until nightfall. But with these powerful spells, it wouldn't even matter.
How many guards do you think we'll have to take on?
As many as it takes, I said, before I turned to Alexander and briefly studied his new form. Are you ready to fly inside, Alex?
You bet. I hope I can burn some motherfuckers to the ground.
You just might. I chuckled as I climbed onto Alexander's scale-covered back. Being on top of a serpent felt strange, even if it was technically Alex I was riding. It was somewhat like being on top of a dragon, but the body was slimmer and harder to grip onto. The scales were smoother and sharper. But as long as I pressed my thighs tight against the side of Alex's body, it wouldn't be a problem.
Are you ready, Cole?
Alex asked, and I could tell he was eager to kill some elders. Fuck yeah, I am. I muttered, and the blood roared through my ears with exhilaration. Let's do this. Alexander bounced off his massive feet and lifted his body up in the air. Then he soared up and toward the towering walls, and the others closely followed. No alarm was raised as we approached, and we didn't see any soldiers. I'd expected our disguises to work to some degree, but the elders were apparently just lazy and lax with their defenses, too. And they were going to pay the ultimate price for it. The wind whipped across my face and through my hair as I ventured higher, and when we were above the holy walls of the assembly, Alexander ducked down and flew toward the tall castle. Now we could see the entire structure with its pale stone walls and massive stained glass windows. The glass depicted holy markings and stories, and all I wanted to do was smash through the windows with our giant beasts. But I needed to be smart about this. We needed to know precisely how many elders to take on before I rained hell down upon them all. "Look over there! I see a patch of grass where we can land the serpents." My coven followed me with their beasts, and when we landed smoothly on the ground, I finally saw a group of men in long robes running toward us with golden spears in their hands and deep frowns on their faces.
"Halt! Who dares to enter the Holy Assembly without permission from the guards?"
"It's all right," I said in my most reassuring and confident voice. Then I gracefully descended from Alex's strong hide and offered the man a small bow. "We're here on behalf of the Elder Lord. We are his personal scouts and have come here to inform the assembly of grave news, terrible news."
"What has happened?"
a guard with dark brown hair and a chiseled jaw demanded. "I'm afraid I can't tell you that crucial information, but it is an emergency," I said, and there was a furious twinkle in his eyes. "Apologies, but this is something only for the court to hear, and I must tell them quickly."
"Oh, very well,"
the guard grumbled after a long moment.
"I'll show you inside."
I nodded in agreement and turned to look at the serpent version of Alexander. There was a deep, mischievous glint in his serpentine eyes, and I knew our minds were connected when he discreetly nodded in my direction. He was thirsty for destruction, but he needed to be patient and wait for my command. We passed through a large courtyard filled with marble statues and golden crosses plastered all along the pathway, and I was grateful for the shield we'd placed over our bodies, since there were holy markings located everywhere. I took a long, deep breath as the guard pressed the doors open to the palace, and a cool-scented breeze swept past our faces and smelled of spiced herbs and mint. Giant crosses hung like candles on the ceiling, and with each step we took, a loud echo reverberated through the air. This might have been a holy place, but everything about it felt as cold as ice.
"Let's hope the council is not engaged in a meeting,"
the guard growled under his breath.
"It is unorthodox to just appear out of nowhere, after all."
As I already said, this is an emergency of the highest regard.
"So you say."
Finally, we came to a pair of giant marble doors, and when the guard pushed them open, a cold wind swept through the air and made every hair on my body stand on end. The room was shaped like a hexagon, and there were a series of gold podiums posted against a bare white marble wall. No one was inside, and for a moment I wondered if this was a trap.
"What's the meaning of this?"
a voice growled, and when I looked up, clouds of smoke appeared behind every rostrum.
"No one said anything about a meeting."
"I am fully aware, O Holy One,"
the dark-haired guard responded with downcast eyes, and two more guards had joined him.
"However, this fellow claims he was sent by the Elder Lord, and he brings crucial information that cannot wait."
"That's odd,"
an elder with snow-white hair and piercing blue eyes said as he stared at me from head to toe.
"I know every scout by name and face, yet I never recalled meeting any of you before."
"Is that so?"
I muttered, and before any of them could pull out a weapon or cast a spell, I sensed an instant connection with Alexander. For a moment, it was as if our souls were bound together, and I had the power to fly and breathe fire and rain down total ruin. It was strange, though, because I was capable of controlling Alexander, but I could also dominate my own body and will. I'd never be able to do both at the same time.
Yes, that is so.
The elder, who I guessed was the leader of the Holy Assembly, impatiently responded. There were only four of them, and each one looked just like the last, except for their hair and eye color.
Now tell me your names this very instant.
A smile spread across my lips, and I could feel hell's wrath slipping through my body and tingling at the back of my mind. Great power flowed through my veins, like the deepest red rivers of the flaming inferno, and my body trembled with glorious, unholy supremacy. I was ready to bring the entire Holy Assembly down, and my women would be by my side as we killed them all. No, I smiled. I don't think we'll be doing that. The elder's face was contorted into a sour expression, but then his eyes widened with fear and fury. Wait a minute, he hissed, and his counterparts all turned to look at him. The pale-haired elder shot his attention toward the stained-glass window above the altar, and as I envisioned Alexander crashing through the glass barrier, chaos completely erupted. The elders and guards screamed in panic, and giant shards of glass rained down on them like a snowy blizzard. Then serpents crashed into the throne room and started to tear through any guards they could lay their hungry, serpentine eyes on, and blood quickly began to stain the white marble floor.
What should we do, master?
Alexander asked as he crushed one elder between his mighty jaws.
Should we devour them?
Yes, I said, and when I closed my eyes and envisioned Alexander in his great build, I could feel myself slipping into his consciousness, but not his hefty body. Suddenly, an overwhelming sense of hunger and determination to spill blood washed over me. I needed to feel sweet flesh as I tore it apart, and I longed to drink the warm, running red fluid. The crunch of bone in between my teeth sent me into overdrive, and before I knew it, I was fully inside Alexander's body. My towering figure loomed above the small elders, and when they glanced up at me, their wide eyes made my heart pound with exhilaration and desire.
Defeat the serpents! Kill them all!
A guard with dark brown hair ran toward me with his blade raised, but before he could slash at my giant belly, I leaned down and used my jaws to clamp around his head and torso. The elder wailed and screamed in my mouth, and it sent a succulent feeling through my giant, serpent-like body. Bones crunched in my jaw, and soft, gooey flesh slipped down my throat as I devoured him in one gulp. Then, when I finished eating his feet, I could feel Alexander's voice in the back of my head.
Let's tear this place apart, Cole!
I couldn't agree more, I replied as my blood boiled with ferocious energy. The members of the assembly raised their hands in the air and directed their focus on me, but I sensed a giant cloud of flame and smoke building up in my chest, and on instinct I craned my neck back until I spurted fire from my snout and open jaw. An inferno of my own making devoured the elder soldiers and turned them from flesh to bones, and I smiled to myself as I leaned down in my serpent body and clamped my mouth shut on their burning leader. His ear-splitting scream was like an orgasmic symphony of the most beautiful music, and then I swallowed him in one crunching gulp. I was the Dark Lord, and these holy bastards were like weak ants before me. Wails and screams of agony reverberated around the chamber, but they became few and far between as my coven and their familiars picked off the stragglers. I glanced around to see the entire room was covered in soot, flame, and blood, and an unprecedented wave of power overcame my giant scale-covered body.
Master,
Vanessa breathed, and the sound of her voice made me fully return to my body.
That was absolutely incredible. A true display of your almighty power, my lord,
Samara said with awe in her ocean-hued eyes. Thank you. I nodded, and even in my human form it felt like my blood was molten lava and my skin was tougher than leather. Now, the second dark miracle has been completed. These serpents may kill whomever they please, and the castle will be rid of any unholy fuckers. I propose we rest here for the night, and tomorrow we will head for the tombs where my mother and the last DeFerro stone are buried. Sleep well. I have a feeling this will be our most difficult task yet.